From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Alex Chadwick is away on assignment. Coming up, a look at who will replace Hollywood's top lobbyist. But first, our lead comes out of Virginia today. Jury deliberations began today in the Virginia Beach trial of sniper suspect John Allen Muhammad. Muhammad has been accused of multiple murders, though he's currently on trial for the killing of Dean Myers, a civil engineer who was gunned down at a gas station in Manassas, Virginia. Joining us now is NPR's Brian Naylor, who's been covering the trial. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Madeline.
So what are the jurors trying to decide? What are the exact charges?
Well, Muhammad has four charges against him. The two big ones are two capital murder counts. One that the state's mass murder charge that he committed more than one homicide over the course of a three-year period. The second is that he committed a homicide in an act of terrorism designed to terrorize the public or the government. This is a new law in Virginia. It was passed after September 11th, and it's never been tried before. So he's got two capital murder counts, and as well, there's also a firearms charge and a conspiracy to commit murder charge.
Now, as I understand it, there's only circumstantial evidence tying him to these murders.
That's right. There have been no witnesses who saw Muhammad fire any of the shots. And in fact, only Lee Boyd Malvo, the alleged accomplice in this, only his fingerprints were found on the gun. But having said that, there is a mountain of circumstantial evidence that puts Muhammad at the scene of several of these shootings. Witnesses saw him in the blue Caprice, Chevy Caprice, that Muhammad bought and was captured in, along with Malvo, October 24th last year. There is ballistic evidence that links the Bushmaster rifle that was found in that car with bullet fragments found in several of the victims. And Muhammad's DNA was found on a sight on that rifle and also on a pen barrel that was left behind at one of the shootings. So there is quite a lot of circumstantial evidence. And what the defense has been trying to do, or tried to do in the trial, was to just to poke holes in that evidence and point out that there was no, eyewitness testimony that saw Muhammad ever firing a gun.
But it is an uphill battle on the part of the defense to convince the jury that he had absolutely no role in this, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And the defense attorneys in their summation yesterday admitted that they had a daunting task. Because all of this circumstantial evidence, because Muhammad and Malvo were seen together, because, frankly, after the arrests, October 24th, the shooting stopped. And so the prosecution brought in an awful lot of victims and their families, relatives of the deceased, who certainly laid a very emotional groundwork of testimony and became very sympathetic to the jurors. I think that's been a large part of the prosecution's case, is to portray sympathy with the victims and their families.
Now, it's interesting that the prosecution in the Muhammad case is similar, using very similar arguments as the defense in the Lee Boyd Malvo case, that case just getting underway now. And they're basically the similar arguments that Muhammad essentially brainwashed Malvo.
Well, that's right, and it serves both the interests of the Muhammad prosecutors and Malvo's defense attorneys, because the defense attorneys for Malvo are trying to portray Malvo essentially as another victim of Muhammad. He was a young, naive kid without a strong father figure in his life, and at the same time, the Muhammad prosecutors are saying, yes, this was the domineering figure that brought this young lad into this country and made him into a killer.
All right. NPR's Brian Naylor speaking to us from the Virginia Beach trial of sniper suspect John Allen Muhammad. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Madeline.